What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
And we also have Mandy Sosby, our Hayesville office manager, here today as well.
Hi.
So that's everybody. That's Mandy in Towns County. So yeah. Kathy, I'm a Yellow Jacket from Hayesville, and Mandy's a Towns County Indian, right?
Go Indians, that's right.
And Kathy is a Packer pig, right? Is that what it's called? From Florida? Is that your name, your mascot at your school?
Yes.
Largo High School? Was it Packers?
That was how long ago? That was a long time ago.
80s. That was a cool time to be alive, right?
Almost 90s.
So today we're going to talk about auto insurance. We're kind of going back to basics. We've been talking about homeowners insurance, and now we're going to go ahead and flip over to auto insurance. Kathy and I are doing something today we hardly ever do. I always feel like I'm buying something. And today we're actually selling something. What are we selling, Kathy?
Our car.
Okay. And tell us about it. It's a good car, right?
It's a good car. We just have used it for the business for a while for inspections and running around. And it's been sitting there a lot because we've had other people doing it out of, you know, doing inspections from their cars. So we haven't had to use it as much. So we decided to sell it so we don't have to pay insurance and tag and all that stuff on it. So
I'm always buying something, it seems like. Right. So anyway, they were selling. So talk about when you trade cars. What do you need to do, Mandy? What do you think about when we trade a car?
When you trade a car in, especially if you go on the weekend, you want to make sure that, or you should know that your best coverage, I would say, on your auto policy extends to that vehicle that you're buying. And it depends on what state you're in for a certain amount of days. Like in Georgia, it's 14. In North Carolina, it's 30. That doesn't mean we say, hey, take 14 to 30 days to add it to your policy. That's just kind of one of those things when you get to that weekday to call in to let us know, hey, I've upgraded my 2018 Chevy to a 2025. And let's make sure that we add all the coverages that we need to that policy.
I think it's important that a lot of times the dealership, especially if it's local, they'll just send us the bill of sale. But we need to talk to you, not just them sending that to us, because we have to talk to you about coverages. If you didn't have a lien holder previously and now you have a lien holder, they're going to require you to carry comprehensive and collision, and your salesperson at the dealership is not going to be the person to pick your deductible or to talk to you about coverages. So please call in yourself and let us know. We can also take the bill of sale, which I'm fine with having that, to have them send it to us. But we do need to talk to you regarding your coverages and make sure that you have all the things on the policy that you need for that new vehicle, because there's new car endorsements and different things that we can actually add to the policy.
So that's happened before where the salesperson didn't call in.
Absolutely.
And the customer thought that they were, and then there was no coverage on the vehicle for some period of time. It was caught later.
Right.
Mandy, what if you're thinking about, you know, what we call tire kicking? You're out there, you're looking into the vehicle, and you want to know what the insurance cost is going to be on the vehicle. Tell us what we could do. If I called up and wanted to know the price of what it would cost to add the vehicle.
We just need to know the VIN number for the vehicle in order to provide the most accurate estimate. Sometimes people will call in. And there are certain companies that if you call in and give us a make, model, and year model, then it doesn't, we can't provide that. So we do need a VIN number to be able to provide it. And it is Johnny on the spot. It'll give you down to the penny how much it'll cost to add it to the policy.
Plus, keep in mind, when we give you the price, it depends on when your actual policy effective date. So if you're at the end of your term, it's going to probably be different than if it was during the 6 months or your policy. So it will be prorated. So keep that in mind as well when you're buying a new vehicle or trading it in.
So you're saying that if my policy renews in October,
yes,
and I have a new driver on the policy and I call in and I'm going to get them a 2024 or something, I might tell you it's going to add $200 to the policy. But that's just until October.
Correct.
So you're going to be hit with a big old whammy whenever it renews.
So keep that in mind, because people get very upset about that.
We had a, he was a teenager, And he came in the office to add, and this is going back when I was probably just started the business. And he came in, he bought a Mustang. Mm-hmm. And everything was great until he saw his insurance premium.
Yes.
And I thought the kid was going to pass out. He looked like he was turning pale. It was so bad. So I think it's a good idea to maybe check and see what the price could be. What about
you don't want any surprises, for sure. I mean, that's always fun.
Mandy's run into situations, or maybe Kathy as well, where the car couldn't be added. And talk about that. Like the insurance company, I think it was a Tesla, correct? Does that happen one time?
We had some issues with Tesla's too. Kias.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have to call in advance on those with some companies, the Kias and the Hyundais. I think it's a 2011 through a 2021 model on those, because they were having high theft rates in the cities. So some of our companies took a step back and wanted to make sure that they've had the proper theft enhancements on the vehicles. So we just have to make sure they have a push button start, or they have the lock on the steering wheel, et cetera.
So that can be a problem. What about, we got one customer that buys and trades exotic vehicles.
Yes.
There's several of them. So talk about some of the vehicles that we've had to insure that are, I think one of them may have been up to $750,000.
Right. Certain carriers are going to want to have, there's certain carriers that like to have exotic or, you know, high value homes or even cars. Not all carriers are really warm and fuzzy about it. So we definitely need to be aware in advance if you're looking at that, because you don't want us to call and say, hey, add it to our policy, and then they're giving us a hard time, or they don't want to insure it, and then we're having to do a completely separate situation or a different policy for that, which we want to have them all in the same policy. So that's, you know, the way we like to do it.
So what if I've got a classic vehicle? How does that tell it, how that works, or listeners, how that works?
Well, we have several carriers that will do those, and one is Hagerty, and they like to have pictures of it inside and out, you know, put the hood up and look at the actual interior, what have you, but they will not bind coverage unless we have all those different things. So, you know, signature money, as well as we have to have those to actually upload to them, so for them to bind coverage on that. But of course, a lot of times people have a lot of money invested that, and they have to make sure that they're where they're garaged, if they're going to be garaged, you know, locked up somewhere, or they're just sitting out. So you need to do all these different things.
If you've made enhancements to the vehicles, a lot of times they'll ask for questionnaires to be completed as well. Mm-hmm. So you'll provide all the stuff that has, I mean, sometimes they'll make $50,000 worth of enhancements. So right. We have to be able to prove that as well.
That's even standard for like most of our actual normal auto policies, because if you are modifying it and it comes off the dealer's, you know, come off the line in its specific way, and you've modified in any way, we need to know that as well. Have like copies of receipts, pictures, what have you, because if you don't tell us and we don't endorse that policy or notify underwriting, if there was an actual claim, they're going to give you actually that VIN number, your make and model, if it coming off the lot. So if you've modified it with a paint job, or you've installed a new bed, or, you know, the boxes in the back of the bed of the truck, or what have you, just remember those things. If it didn't come that way from the dealership, we need to be aware of that.
So I remember back in the day where Kathy insured, or we insured a company that had, well, after, I guess the car, it was like a truck, it caught on fire.
Driving to a job.
Mm-hmm. And it had a crane on the back of it, because they used it to, you know, their equipment or their product.
Mm-hmm.
And the crane had no coverage.
Yeah, we didn't know that there was a crane on. They modified it and added it later. So that became a big issue, sticking point with the actual claim. We got it covered some other way with another policy that they had with their business owner policy. But we thankfully had some coverage on that to bring over to that. But otherwise, they would have been out of luck. They didn't notify us that they had a crane on the actual vehicle. So keep that in mind.
Okay, so we'll be back after the break. It's time for a break, and my name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy, and our office manager, Mandy Sosby. You're listening to Peace of Mind.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and Mandy Sosby from our Hayesville office. I wanted to let you know where we're located. We have 5 locations. 3 of them are called Moore Insurance Services, Inc. One is located in Blairsville, Georgia, across from Home Depot, next to Post Office. We're located in the South State Bank Building. We're not part of the bank. We're a separate wing of the bank, but come by and see us there in Blairsville for your insurance needs. Our second location for Moore Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hiawassee, Georgia, located at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're in the red brick building next to the hospital, which is called Town Trace. Come by and see us there in Hiawassee. And then our last location for Moore Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hazel, North Carolina at 157 Highway 64 West. We're right next to the United Community Bank building. Come by and see us there. That's our main hub, so most things happen there. Also, you can check us out in our Murphy location, which is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of Moore Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina, on Highway 64, right past Arby's and So Good's restaurants. And then our last location is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. We're actually between Burger King and the United Community Bank. So come by and see us in Blue Ridge also. You can check us out on also our website, which is www.moore-insurance.com. You can request a quote there. You can make a payment. You can also apply for a job. We're hiring. So please come and check us out on our website. And also you can check out all these lovely podcast radio shows. If you miss one, you can check them out there.
Okay. So thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Manny, for being here today. Mm-hmm. We're talking about auto insurance today, mm-hmm. and before the break, we talked about, you know, trading vehicles. What do you do? It helps us as an agent to have the bill of sale. It gives us the VIN number, information about the vehicle. I think it's a good idea to go ahead and let us know if you're thinking about trading. We can get you an idea what the cost is going to be, and also to make sure in the rare cases, sometimes we've had difficulty adding particular vehicles onto a policy, whether it be a Kia's, or maybe it's an exotic vehicle or high value.
Tesla's.
Yeah, vehicle.
Also, so, we need to make sure you have the lien hold information. If you actually have a loan, we need to have the loan information, you know, address, which bank it is, and the loan number as well, so we can send proof of insurance to them as well.
Okay, that's right. So what about, Mandy, what about what we like to add when somebody buys a new car? How does that work?
The endorsement is different with different companies, but it's called a guaranteed price endorsement. And we would ask for the odometer statement from the dealership. So it would come back with, say, 26 miles. And we would be able to add that. And what that does, depending on which state you're in Georgia, I think it gives you 3 years. And in North Carolina, I think it's 5. But you would get, say, I go and buy a 2025 Tahoe today. And if I'm in an accident in 2027, as opposed to getting the actual cash value for that vehicle, I would be able to go and get a 2027 Tahoe. So it's thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of difference that can be advantageous to you.
What people don't think about, too, when they buy a new car is when they drive it off the lot, they lose money as soon as it drives off the lot. Like, you pay this much. Yes. Depends on how you finance it, too, if you're actually financing. I've had people have, like, 0% financing, and they come in, and we don't know how you finance it. We don't know how you're going to pay for it. So we need to know that as well, just because it becomes an issue where we can actually, there's gap coverage, or we can do new car replacement, which is really important.
Talk about gap insurance, how that works.
Gap insurance gives the difference, as Kathy was saying. Say you drive off the lot in a car, you pay $52,000 for it. You wreck it in 2 months and it's totaled out. The insurance comes back with the actual cash value of, say, $43,000.
That's depreciated.
So it's depreciated down by $9,000. If you have gap coverage on either your loan or with your insurance company, then that would pay the difference, that $9,000. If not, guess who's responsible for it?
Right.
So you have a $9,000 deficit.
I have people all the time say, oh, my car's totaled. I'm going to go buy another car. We had the same situation with when we had an accident. Mark wasn't at fault. We got a check from the insurance carrier, and we didn't have enough to go replace the vehicle. We actually had to put money towards it.
At the time, we got like $11,000.
Right.
And it was a Honda Pilot, and you can't really buy a car these days for $11,000.
Right,
I mean,
and that was...
You can, but, I mean, it was something we needed to probably upgrade anyway.
Right.
And so we... But
we also had
I bought a $20,000 car.
Yeah, we had to find it because we couldn't find a 4x4, and they all had 4x2s, and we had all these different things. We had to try to find another car to replace it, and when we went out there looking, we couldn't replace it for that. But it wasn't that we didn't get money for it. We did. It's just that we, to replace it at that time, it was... That was a long time ago, and they had a hard time getting the vehicles, actually. I think it's a little different now, but they, you know, you want to make sure you have the right coverage and the right things you need on your policy so you can replace it and get back to where you were prior to the actual claim.
There's just no way to win on a car, is there?
No.
No. I mean, unless it is an antique or an exotic, because remember, those are stated amounts and values.
Right.
And what does a stated amount mean?
So, yeah, so you agree... And the insurance company agrees on the value of the vehicle. And if your vehicle is totaled out, then you get a check for what the value was kind of established up front.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called agreed value insurance. I have a lot of those. Well, I insure a lot of the fire departments. And I can tell you, if you wanted to see a big difference on the age of the vehicle compared to what the cost is today, they don't depreciate. These fire trucks are very... I mean, sometimes it'll be $1 million on a fire truck.
Right.
So we have an agreed value endorsement on all those fire trucks to where if something happens, then we kind of know what the value is going to be. Now, what the insurance company is going to do, and this is a point of contention, the insurance company's position is going to be if they can repair the vehicle, then that will be the lesser of the actual cash value or repairing the vehicle. So... Some people will be in an accident, and the insurance company is going to give them what they think they could repair it for, and then the customer is going to be arguing, saying, hey, this should be a total. That's happened before, hasn't it?
Sometimes, yeah, it's happened before.
Yeah, it's becoming a little bit less frequent because the cost for parts and labor has increased so much. We're seeing a lot more vehicles being totaled out.
Yeah, but it is a problem.
Absolutely.
Sometimes people want to keep their car or whatever.
That or rental car coverage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's huge as well because you only get it for 30 days, so be smart with that rental car coverage.
Well, that's the other thing. People don't realize on the actual coverage that they have for rentals. That is a thing, like $30 a day for, you know, $900, depending on which one you have on your policy. If you have a, you know, a van or you have a SUV, $30 a day is not going to have, if you got to go rent a car, it's not going to have to, you know, because you're in an accident, it's not going to be enough for that.
Let's back up and talk about what we're talking about here. So rental car coverage is on your policy.
Right.
Well, it's actually an option that you can add.
Right.
And what that is this is going to be, if you are at fault, you wreck your vehicle, or perhaps even if maybe it's a comprehensive claim, a tree falls in your vehicle. And so you've paid for coverage where your insurance policy is going to provide you a rental car in the absence of being able to use your car.
Right.
Now, if somebody else has caused the accident and they're at fault, then they're responsible to pay for you a rental car.
Right.
But this is a situation where you're at fault.
Right.
You've wrecked your car, and now you've got to get a replacement vehicle. And what Kathy was referencing is there's normally... Sometimes you see a limit of $30 a day up to $900.
Right.
But what's the most we can do now, Mandy, on those coverages?
Goodness, you can go up to 100 on some policies. It just depends.
It depends on the insurance.
Per day, $100 per day. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the thing. People like, well, I have rental, but it was $30 a day for nine. When you go try to go rent, say they have like a smaller mid-size sedan, that might be enough. But if you're in like a SUV, a Tahoe, a Escalade, you know, a pickup truck, they might not have that type of vehicle to rent, and it might cost more for the one that you want to have. And if you do, that's going to be under you because you only have $30 a day, and most times it's not enough to actually get the vehicle that you need. So we have to evaluate what the customer needs and what, you know, how much it would cost to rent a vehicle for them. But again, you know, we always try to do more than 30 if possible because, you know, you need to have that.
So we kind of have two separate things here when it comes to renting a vehicle.
Right.
One of them is when you're renting one to replace one that you've wrecked.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Their situation is when you're renting a vehicle because you're going on a trip. One of the most interesting things I can think of, there's a place in Murphy that will rent you an exotic vehicle. Like some of these are like $250,000 vehicles or whatever. And you need to call, this has come up with us before, you need to talk to your insurance company because you may be limited to a certain amount of value. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it might be $100,000.
Right.
Or maybe it's even less, depending on the insurance carrier. But if you do rent something crazy like a, you know, my son knows all these cars. He likes Bugattis. He likes, well,
Lambos
and all this. And
he's
he
a
knows
car
them
guy.
All. But if you were to rent something like that, that would be something to talk to your insurance carrier about. Well, guys, I think we're out of time. And so thank you for listening. You're listening to Mark and Kathy Moore and Manny Sosby. And we are on Peace of Mind.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.